Hold on. Love, one more second.
Radio.
Okay. Now you got it. Let's go.
Okay. I do feel like it can't be anything small for why Cardi is divorcing him. Because to me, I don't see her just leaving him over some cheating rumors. Like, or just because they spending time apart. Like, she just, I don't know. I just feel like it has to be something significant, especially for her to just go straight to filing.
Well,
she didn't even say anything.
Like I'm saying, what I heard is the nigga is like, his priorities is kind of messed up. In a nutshell, like, he's not making her feel valued and feel safe. And, you know, it's not really, it's like regular husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend shit. Like, he's not.
But that's not something you divorce somebody for. Go to marriage counseling.
Well, it is after you've been it is after you've cheated several times, and then you just had some information pop up within the last few months of, you know, an ex coming back and saying different things, and you know, there's a lot of different, like, even this year there was some stuff that came out, you know, regarding Offset, you know, so. She's at a point where she's like, nigga, I'm doing all of this defending and I'm staying with you. However, you know, you're not really stepping up.
That's true. That's very true. But
as
one thing
woman,
I will say is, like,
after night. Go ahead.
Yeah, you do. I just feel like if she is going to divorce him, then actually do it. But put more energy into working out your marriage if you're not really going to divorce him. Because you keep putting that energy out into the air, and something bad is actually going to happen. Y'all will eventually break up. Like, you don't just go straight to filing unless you're serious. And I feel like it has to be a very serious offense. And if she's not serious, she need to cut it out.
Well, I'm telling you from very, very close source. I mean, it's serious to a certain degree. It's serious to her. It may not be serious to you or I, but that is serious when you feel like, you know, your nigga will choose his team and his management over you. It is serious when, you know, you're in L.A. and maybe you're not feeling well and you call your man and you guys have the means. He's in Atlanta. You like, come see me or whatever. And the nigga's like, all right, I'm going to come see you, shorty, and never shows up. It is serious when you feel like your husband is ghosting you. You know what I mean? For his homeboy.
That's true, because sometimes you got to prove a point, because men will really play with you. That's one thing I will say.
Yeah, when you kicking it with the Migos, right? And I'm telling you, nigga, I want some quality time. No team, no Migos, no management. And you never, we don't ever spend quality time together without just us.
Exactly.
It does become a problem. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's very true. But I feel like, I don't know, either they've been faking it or what, because when she premiered WAP, he was there. So...
yeah, he's there for the
music. I don't know.
He's very hands-on in her music, right? So that's, but the music is the public stuff. That's the music. But when I'm talking about, you know, me and you at night, insecurities, sickness, fears,
right?
You know, we're talking music. Yeah, you can come there and pick my music out and do this and do that. We're talking about my husband, my wife.
My husband, your protector.
Your protector. Yes, that's what's missing.
Yeah, that's true. And that's very important for a woman.
That's
so
very
important. I take that back.
Yeah. Yeah, of course he's there for a while. But number one. But are you there when she's feeling insecure, when she's, you know, when she's having one of those moments where she doesn't feel as beautiful as she is? You know what I mean? Are you letting her know? Like,
right.
Are you there for that? Yeah, you're there for Coach.
One thing we do know is that she's been there for him.
Yes, exactly, exactly, exactly.
And that can get draining when you're constantly there for somebody and you're not getting the same in return. You're married, so y'all not playing boyfriend and girlfriend. She's
no.
a husband, not a boyfriend.
And their
so
anniversary is coming up.
Right. So I feel like he has to be really playing. He has to really be trying her, like, for her to actually file. Like, I just feel like he got her effed up right now.
Yeah, he does. He does.
but I'm not going to hold the lines. I know people have been waiting.
Thank you so much, baby, for calling in.
All right. Keep doing your thing.
All right. Bye. Shout out to us for being at 91,000 subscribers here on YouTube. We are at 91,000 subscribers. This would be a great time, if you haven't done so right now, to hit the subscribe button. We are on the road to 100K.
Live from San Francisco. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to the Armon Wiggins Radio Show.
Get in here. Everybody get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. All right. 7931. And I guess the secret is out. I guess I'll tell y'all. I'm going to be gagging next week with Jason Lee. Shout out to Jason Lee. So I'll be there on Tuesday, gagging with Jason Lee. 7931, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armon.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. So what I wanted to say, so like y'all making a point about him like not being there and all that good stuff, but I feel like if he wasn't so trash altogether, that he wouldn't have to put as much extra effort. Because I feel like it's all the stuff that went on in the first place, plus that he's not really a good man. Like he's childish. Like he's not a man. He's a boy. I feel like it's all of that in combination. Like, because it doesn't really make sense. And I just feel like for you to come, like, I feel like it was problems way back when she came and was like, oh, he told me about him in the inbox. And when I was like, girl, so? And it literally is coming all back. And I'm still like, okay, yeah, exactly, girl, so? Because what do that matter? Because even if he didn't cheat right now, he already cheated. So when you cheat on somebody and you cheat on somebody over and over again, and, like, it's hard to, like, not let anything else bother you. Everything else will bother you very quickly, very simply, because you done cheated on me. You done already did the worst thing you can do. So anything you do that's lesser, it's gonna tick me off.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely.
So
what you saying? Like, you think she should stay with him? You think that she should not? Do you think it's gonna work?
No, I think she should have been gone. And I think she should have been gone. I think she should have never got married, because then he cheated like literally right before they got married. So I think that was stupid for her to marry him. And then he cheated like what after that? Did he cheat again? And like, you should have been gone. I feel like the other day the caller said she should have left when he cheated the first time. He should have. I mean, she should have, because he cheated on you before, and right after y'all got married, I'm like, dang, 3 months, I mean, a few weeks after y'all got married, this is still the honeymoon phase, so you don't care at all. Like, you give no F's whatsoever. Like, you still supposed, this is supposed to be the only coochie you care about, like, at all, and you don't care about it. That's just all I'm saying. Like, so it just doesn't make any sense to me at all whatsoever. So she should have left sooner. And
well,
so
what
I hope
you
really do leave.
Say exclusive about the baby that's not hair.
We always know that Tasha K always has to have an equal and opposite exclusive. It has to be opposite and everybody else's. The true news come out and she have to throw a wrench in it. Like, she is just, I don't know who she thinks. I don't know what do she be thinking about. And I don't understand how people actually believe her. Like, I peeped that a long time ago. Like, why is everything she say always opposite than the news that actually came out that's confirmed by the celebrity that brought it out? Why wouldn't they tell it all if they the one, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't even, it don't ever make sense to me. It never makes any sense whatsoever.
It always was an exclusive once the information came out. And I was just like, well,
that
she
part.
Don't really have an exclusive. She's just adding to the story, and then she either finds a lie or she spends all day digging to try to find this secret source to try to add some information so she can throw exclusive. But she wasn't even thinking about Cardi being off. So she had no idea this
at
was
all.
Happening. At all.
Nothing. She didn't know till we knew. She found out the same time as us.
Yeah.
She found out the same time as us. Like, girl,
not
stupid.
Be having no exclusive information.
She goofy. That girl is goofy. Like, I think the money's drying up. Like, now at this point, she really lying all the time. It's like, she better leave Cardi alone before she come back and sue her again. She better leave that girl alone.
Yes.
With her stupid
Thank
self.
You so
but
much.
That was all I had to say. Bye.
All right, boo. Thanks for calling in. All right, we're going to take some more calls. Dang, we got a full queue. Y'all really get into some things here. All right, 8822. You can always super chat your last four. We have a full queue. We're not going to get to everybody on the list. So if you want to get in here, you can super chat your last four to the top. Get in here. Everybody get in here. 8822. Shout out to MJ Harris. MJ, I'm borrowing it, okay? Don't be mad at me, but they won't let me give it back. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Thank you, MJ. All right. 8822, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
Thing first, Tasha K needs to have several seats. She is very tired. Like, I'm sick and tired of, like, all her lies. She lies so much. And, like, she lies until she can't keep up with her own lies. Like, she's just very tired. She needs to go have several seats. And then anybody who's given Tasha K information or given these media outlets information about, you know, Offset getting a woman pregnant or getting some, getting Summer Bunny or whatever her name is pregnant with twins or whatever, they're tired as well because they know that's not true. Like, and one thing I've been really so mad about, because when I first heard about this divorce, I was just like, I don't really think he probably cheated this time. Maybe it's probably something that happened. And indeed, it came out today that he didn't cheat. He didn't cheat. It was just, you know, Cardi was just out of the relationship. She didn't feel like, you know, she didn't, like, the way things used to be before, it's not like that anymore. It's different now. She's kind of just tired with everything, but he didn't cheat this time. I think, what's her name? Lovie T, like, also talked about, like, you know, the fact that she and Cardi talk, and Cardi told her, like, I talked to Offset, but, like, I'm just over this whole relationship thing. Like, you know, I want a divorce. But, you know, people always think that divorce always has to be negativity. It's not always negativity. Sometimes it can be positive, or not really positive, but sometimes it can be, like, you know, like, it's not always, like, oh, he cheated or she cheated. Sometimes it can just be, like, I need my space. I'm not feeling this anymore, so let me just move on. So that's that on that. And I'm really happy that she's moving on from him because, they're compatible and, like, they have the same kind of energy, but it's, like, Cardi B is very loyal. Offset's more of the guy that likes to chill and do his own thing, and he loses his mind and does crazy stuff. So I think Cardi's just better off being by herself, not being with them. And the last point I want to make before I leave, because I know the queue is full, is regarding to that thing about, like, you know, her wanting, like custody over culture and the whole situation with, like, the spouse thing and the child support. When I was watching Lovely T, and also people that I know that, you know, is cool with Cardi camp that I talked to and I know, they were telling me basically, and I saw from Lovely T also, that basically, like, she's not asking for anything. She's just saying, like, I think, all right, so Atlanta Georgia,
you get very long-winded. Come on.
Hold on, Amon. Atlanta, Georgia, I think when you file for divorce, those people, like, they write these things down just to get it out the way. But I don't think it was her own desire. So people need to stop spreading that rumors about her. She did not ask for no divorce. I mean, for no custody over culture or nothing like that. So people need to stop with that whole story. But I'm happy for her, and I wish her the best, honestly.
Thank you.
I'm leaving.
I love
you.
Thanks, Bo.
Love you too.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye. All right. Let's keep it moving. 216.
Camaraderie.
You live on the air. Hello? Okay, you sound like you was going to say something stupid anyway. 3035, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm not going to keep you too long. You know, it's Billy Chica. I just wanted to talk about Bobby Flay, a.k.a. Tasha K.
Okay, not Bobby Flay.
Yes, because she's good at chopping it up, taking it to pieces, and running it as an exclusive.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So,
let me just stop there real quick. Like, what she does is she'll mix a lot of lies with a sprinkle of the truth and throw an exclusive. Like, it's like,
boom,
girl,
Bobby Flay.
That's not the truth. She'll take a little bit of truth mixed with a lot of lies, and then all of a sudden, she's a verifiable source. Think about it. It took that woman 800,000 subscribers just to finally get verified on YouTube. YouTube verifies you at 100K.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they took that long to verify that woman. Oh, and I also want to give a shout out to Lovely T. For those people, and I'm not being sponsored by Lovely T at all by this, but I did want to make an observation. Lovely T, and I screenshotted it, but I forgot to screenshot the number. But if you watch Lovely T's video, she had 20,000 people in the chat. Okay. When that video ended, that video ended at 85,000 views. Okay. So that was like 3 to 4 times the amount of people that was live in the chat. So when you see Tasha K with 30,000 live viewers and then the video upload at 39,000 live, at 39,000 total views, something is wrong with that.
It's crazy because her own little mentee or whatever.
No, we're not talking about that at all. We're not talking about that at all. Not here,
okay,
not right now.
But I'm just saying that a lot of people debunk her story instantly. And, you know, she's, like you said, selling stale wine, dumping a half of the bottle out, putting some water in it, and then telling y'all it's fresh wine. So be careful of that. Be careful where y'all spend y'all money. Armand, I want to thank you for providing the facts, providing
yes.
the tea, and your opinion. And I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, boo.
All right,
bye.
So we got another call. Okay, super chat to the top, 2164. You're live on the air. Let me see, 2164. Okay, 2164, let's get into some things.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to first tell you that I still love you. I'm still enjoying you. Keep doing your thing. I love it.
Okay.
Also, regarding this issue with Cardi B, just from an older person standpoint,
okay.
I think she's doing the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to let him go. He's been a distraction from her career, and I think that she can do better without having him giving her so much negative press. She gets enough negative press just from the haters.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't come from her husband. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's just, I'm happy for her. If she goes through with it, I think she's going to prosper. If she doesn't, I think she still will in a couple of years because it's just a mess, their whole relationship.
Yes. Absolutely.
She really does need someone who's not someone who's a little bit more tamed down. Two crazy energies can't be together. It
but
don't
nothing,
work.
Here's the thing. And listen, if I could give any critique to Cardi B, and if I do have to be honest, if I'm going to be honest here, what do you expect when, you know, you got Offset, you know, walking around grabbing you by the front of your ish, your crotch, you know what I mean, with the paparazzi under your dress and finger basically up you and the tongue in your mouth, you know what I mean? So, and these are the photos. So it's very raunchy. So it's like, this is the kind of guy, like, this is what he's used to. And so now, because, you know, as a man, you can't be like, now you want to button me up and now I got to change up all of a sudden when we've been, you know, spitting in each other's mouth and, you know, tonguing each other's down in front of people all day long. And I'm pretty much, you know, hand under your dress and your hand is in my pants while we walking down the street. And now all of a sudden, now
right.
you want me to be this gentleman. It's like, I don't know.
Let me explain to you. Let me just tell you. What you said was really the point. That's what they used to do. They've been married a couple of years now. Both of them have matured. At least she has matured, and she's showing
yeah.
us that with the
uh-huh.
moves that she's making. He's still at the same level he was. So
mm-hmm.
it's, like, uneven right now.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? It's just time for her to say peace to him and maybe be by herself for a little bit, and then when she's ready, get back on the market. But I don't think this relationship is one. It was born in the media. It's lived through the media. And now it's going to die in the media.
Well, thank you, Carla. You said what you said.
Thank you.
In the mix. Who is this freak of nature? With DJ Armand.
All right. They said it's a 103 number over here, and I don't see it. But here's the thing. We are running out of time. So in order for me to – we are over time. So in order for me to stay on here, we have over 4,000 people in the chat. Listen, we have had record numbers the last couple of days. Yesterday, we had 5,400 people in the chat. Today, I think we had a total of 4,200 people in the chat, and we are on the road to 100,000 subscribers. So if you are just joining us, this is your first time. We are getting into some things. We are having a legendary show. Please hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, join the squad, okay? I'm telling you, you're going to love the show. And if you want me to take some more calls, you got to give a little to get a little. So hit the subscription, and let's go. Okay, where's the 103? I don't see no 103 number, so I don't see no international number. Oh, here we do. I see it here. 103. Hello.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, what's going on?
I called you before. Anyways, I was thinking, I think that people are forgetting that Cardi B has a child. And when you have a child, you start thinking different. Like, what you would accept when you didn't. Like, she doesn't want her daughter to grow up in, like, a toxic environment.
Mm-hmm.
No? So it's, like, different when you have kids. Like, I've left my husband because of my son. You get me? Like, you don't want your kids to be around certain stuff.
Yeah. Right, but I don't think that that was the issue, because I think that that could be some other stuff, right, that we don't really know about.
I think it amplifies stuff, like everything was already there, but when you have a child, you don't want your child around certain stuff either.
I agree. And I'm with you on that. I agree. That's a good point.
Yeah, well, with Sasha K.
Okay, Sasha K.
She's trash.
Okay, yeah, very much
like,
so.
Seriously,
yeah.
Like,
you're trash.
Like, I used to follow her, but I stopped. And then when you were still cool with her after, I actually unfollowed you.
Oh.
But then when you guys, But when you guys, had your rift or whatever, I started following again. And I even stopped following Daytime Tea Time just because of Sasha Kate.
Yeah.
So. But I love your show, and I'm just saying that
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
So I'm actually in Australia, but I'm Jamaican.
Shout out to Australia.
Like,
thanks
I was
for calling
waiting
in.
For you. Like, it's only like just 12 midday here. I was waiting for your call, for your live all day. Like, seriously?
Oh, well, here's the thing. I was waiting for Daytime to go live. I mean, I was waiting for her to drop her video. That's what took me. Everybody was like, are you going to go live? Are you going to go live? Listen, I was waiting for her to drop because I didn't, you know what I mean? Because she was giving me a lot of tea and I didn't want to, you know, be conflicting with her video. You know, when you have integrity, when you really are friends and you care about people, you want to make sure that, you know, it's equal opportunity. But, you know, it was taking a little bit longer than that. So I was waiting for her video to drop before I dropped mine. But I'm here. But so, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Babe,
say hi. It's Armand show.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Okay. Just wanted to call in. Bye.
Yes. No problem. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Let's get into some things. Okay, we got a couple more callers, and then we're going to get up out of here. Oh, we got a full queue. Okay, boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. All right. Okay, 2284, you live on the air. I cannot hear that. 7633, you live on the air.
Hey, Oman, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I was scared to talk to you the other day, but now that I'm on, I feel a little more comfortable. But Armand, let's get into some things. First, let me say this. Tasha K is a big liar. I remember the time when the stuff went down with Cardi and the strippers, and she tried to say the girl Remy, oh, she's standing in front of Kroger's smoking crack. We don't even have Kroger's in New York. So she needs to stop lying. We don't even have Kroger's in New York, nowhere. Stop lying.
Okay.
She's a big liar. And now let's get into Cardi. I love Cardi, but there's some things that I noticed, and I had a conversation with somebody else. Do you notice that she really never, like, fools with Offset's other kids? I think that's a part of what's going on. I mean, they're around, but you never see her playing the stepmom role. And she mentioned something like she never had a conversation with the parents.
I think that she did, especially when Shia, the baby mama, like when all that came out. I think that she did because she would have them playing together, and that little babies would be there. All, that people would be there all the time with
no, they would be together.
They would do Christmases together. They would do a lot of stuff.
No, no, that's true. But you never see her like with like pictures with them. Like how I'm a stepmom. I'm active, like super active with my stepkids. Like we're around, we going out, to eat, we taking pictures. Her thing was, oh, she never really had a conversation with the parents to see how they would feel about her being around the kids like that. It's not like that. Y'all are full family. So you have to participate in everything, you know. And I'm not taking them for Offset, but I think he probably, like, I'm tired of, like, running, trying to cater to you, and I have other things to do, too. So that might be a toll on their relationship as well. That's just my personal opinion from what I've seen over the years. You never, they're at the parties, they're at the house, but you don't see her interacting with them like that.
But she's like, posted the babies on her page. She's posted that little girl on her page and all kind of stuff. I've seen her post his kids. Now, I don't see her on over there like, my daughter, she's not doing that, but does she have to?
Right. No, but I feel like he's probably in a tug of war, too, because
his wife,
and he has culture. So it's like, dang, like, you doing more with this one and not doing everything with the other one. So now that I've seen he post a picture of his son, it's like when they have little spouts, he grab onto his kids more. It should be a constant thing. And I love Cardi and I love Offset. And people saying like, oh, he's a cheater, he's a this. Listen, us people that don't have money like that, we go through that every day with these tired dudes that we deal with.
Yeah.
So everybody needs to stop acting like, oh, I've never been cheated on or something like that. Please. You know, everybody just needs to give her a break and let her let everybody see what she's going to do. You know, you can't really say what she's going to do, you know. But if she's not happy or whatever, she just probably needs a break from everything. But you trying to drag him into your culture, he's doing something else. It's just probably like a lot of mixed emotions, you know. But it is love there. I know he loves her, but sometimes it gets boring. You know what I'm saying?
True. Well, not with a wet app. Ooh. Thank you, Carla.
All right, bye, Amon.
What a nasty fat wop. It shouldn't get boring, but I hold on.
It shouldn't.
All right,
it shouldn't, but bye, Amon. Thank you.
Love yourself. Bye. Okay, boom. All right. Okay. So listen. Let me see. But thing you got with the catch a shard. Follow me, gobble me. Okay, 9095, you live on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Amon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
I just wanted to come on here. Basically, I just wanted to say, like, I see a lot of people, well, actually, a lot of people also that's calling in. I feel like sometimes people take the humanity away from celebrities, and it's like,
okay,
why don't y'all just understand that they're regular people?
Yes.
Like, they go through issues in their relationships just like we go through issues in our relationships. Just, why do people have to, like, try to come up with a whole conspiracy theory of, okay, maybe he's doing this, maybe somebody is pregnant, maybe this, maybe he's just getting on her nerves and she's over it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's just enough and it's enough. You know what I mean? Like, who hasn't been in relationships and felt like, okay, I tried, I stayed, you put me through things too many times, and now I'm done. You gave somebody one chance, you gave somebody two chances. All of the chances that she gave him, we don't know about because it's not necessarily going to be public. We know about some of them, but you don't know how many times she's been over it. So my thing is just like to the callers and just to the people that's in the chat, just remember that these people are humans, like celebrities, they're regular people. It doesn't have to be some big, grand, Tasha K, trash, as everyone knows. I want to say that again to reiterate that. But, yeah, that's basically the only point I really wanted to stress because that irritates me. Like, that's something I can't stand when people just act like somebody is a celebrity. So it's impossible that they just go through regular stuff. Like, it's just regular stuff. Relationships end.
Why do you think Tasha K makes up these exclusives and throws out this word exclusive? Like, why do you think she does that? Like, what is she doing? Like, because people are believing it.
Because she's thirsty. I mean, like,
yeah,
she's thirsty. She's thirsty. She looks at this and she's like, oh, okay. They broke up. This is something I can eat off. Like, I can picture her in my mind, like, running around like the Mad Hatter, like, happy. Like, oh,
trying
yes,
to figure it out.
I'm going to put this video up. I'm going to eat off of Cardi. Like, she's obsessed with her. It's clear. She's obsessed with that girl. And I really wish Cardi would stop allowing her to irritate her and responding to her subliminally or however she's doing it, because I feel like that fuels her. That's what she wants. She wants the reaction out of her. She wants to be able to eat off of Cardi for the rest of her career. Because
mm-hmm.
she's probably paying a lot of her bills whenever she's able to make these videos about Cardi B. Like, what is your obsession with this girl? I don't understand why anybody dislikes her. Like, this is a girl that came up from the hood that's doing good, that's taking care of her family. What is it not to like? Like, I don't get it. But people, you know, everybody doesn't like everybody. But Tasha K, that's some hater stuff. Like, it's nothing personal with them. So what's your issue? You told lies on this girl, and now you're mad that she don't like you? And you want to eat off of her like a leech? Like, come on. Tasha K is just and delusional also. So, yeah, anybody
yes,
who
yes.
can't see that.
And she's going broke.
Exactly. I mean, well, and then there's
she's
that.
She's going broke. Okay, let's not forget.
She's
running out of money. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. 7529, you're live on the air.
Doing.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing okay. This is my first time calling in, so I'm a little nervous.
Oh, but don't be nervous.
Before anybody tries to eat me up in the chat.
Y'all not hitting that subscriber. We need at least 30 more subscribers. We need to hit 9,200 subscribers, and I'll take some more calls. If not, this is going to be my last caller. Go ahead.
All right. So first of all, with Tasha K, off with her head. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Only exclusives I really trust, because I guess I'm old school, is B. Scott. That's just North Carolina love all the way. The
yeah.
shit with Cardi and Offset, the only thing I'll say is this. I hope that it just doesn't turn out to be like Ray J and Princess. Like, I know they're young. They got a lot of stuff going on. And to be perfectly honest, I just feel that's what all of this is about. I agree with what you said. When you were like, you know, this might be just for attention. And I totally get that. But I guess my thing is, you know, with Cardi, they just really young. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I kind of hated the fact that when she announced that she was pregnant, you know, I can't remember. Didn't they got married after the fact? Was it after the fact?
It was after
I don't
the
even
fact.
Remember.
After the fact. And it was the whole everything was so quick.
Yeah, and I just kind of wish, like, maybe, you know, maybe she just wanted to try to put on that image to say, like, hey, you know, we can still actually do this. But I was honestly rooting, like, saying, sis, you ain't got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
You're in a well enough and established position. And he's in a well enough established position. Y'all ain't got to do that. You know, some people feel like marriage is the end all and be all. And I'll be honest with you. If one thing that the Rona has taught us, if you're in a relationship and you're with your significant other, if you had an all right relationship, your shit ain't all right right now.
Yes.
It's really not like that. Not even put my own business out there, but I understand.
Well,
so, I mean,
I
it's
appreciate
a lot of
you for calling
here.
Me in.
Yeah, thank you. But it's a lot of shit with that. I hope. You know, all the best with them, but in either case, they'll be all right. I just hope they don't do the back and forth shit because that's annoying as hell. So thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. You have a good day, girl. Thanks for calling in for the first time callers. Bye. Listen, we got a lot of first time callers in the building, so I'm really here for it. All right. Well, we didn't get our 30, but we stayed on an extra almost 30, so this was good. This was fun. Well, I love you all. I just wanted to come on here and from via Cardi B, there is no baby. So I'm not pulling this out of my app. I DM'd her exclusively from her. she let me know exclusively that there is no baby. So Tasha K lies again. Okay. Tasha K lies again. There is no baby. Okay. So with that being said, I want to say thank you to everyone who has came in and joined. Beware of individuals who holler exclusive after the information is already out. That is not an exclusive. They are just simply adding to the story. And typically they are adding whatever will try to get clicks and views. So shout out to everybody that's been in the chat. We are on the road to 100K. You guys can catch me next week, I believe, on Gagging with Jason Lee. Also, we hit 20K on Instagram. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at the Armand Wiggins Show. Maybe I'll pull up my Instagram so you guys can all follow me over there. Let's see. For those people that don't know where to find me, let me pull it up for you so you guys can see. We're trying to build our Twitter up as well. Let's see. Here we are. Hold on. Let me get it. Give me one second. Boom. Here we are on Instagram. We just hit 20,000 over here on Instagram. Shout out to that. Make sure you guys follow us over here on Instagram, okay? We get into some things. Shout out to the squad. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Thanks for watching. And until next time, I will see you. Oh, yes. We got to talk about that. Hold the one. I want to mention this. I didn't know this. Yeah, so she done added
me. Want to build this empire to a $1 billion company.
I'm not doing nothing else.
We're not doing all that. But she done put me in her documentary. Girl, I know you forging documents with your book, but girl, you might have to run me a check if you doing too much, Miss B. Simone. So I don't know what you giving, girl, but girl, I need some credit. I'm gonna have to find some people to contact some people, cause you playing. Girl, you could have came on the show for all that. These girls be acting like they don't know who you are. You see how they be doing, and they be knowing exactly who you are. But we on our way. Don't get it twisted. We is on our way. She had pulled that together like that real quick. Yeah, girl, y'all seen that? Oh, they said another call? Okay, I got one. What is it, 5228? I don't see it. Okay, 5228, you're live on the air.
Hello? Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey.
I love you. It's Kristen J. I'm one of your mods, but I wanted to just throw this out there. Thank you for taking one more call. Any chance that something could have came up with the court case with those girls? Not Tasha K, the other one. Can something have been revealed that she can't get over, maybe? And it's just like, you know, maybe he was up to something. I was just thinking.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No. I feel like it's too serious. Too serious. I mean, she's making him look so bad. I mean, I would be worried if I were her that he's not going to be able to come back after you got the world thinking that you're going
to
divorce me.
I'm talking to some very, very close sources to the camp. And Cardi B really does not. Now, yes, I'm telling you, she is being a woman right now. She's like,
okay.
It's more about her and him. It doesn't have anything with other women. It's got to do with her man doing his due diligence as her man. As
Okay, I've been watching, I've been listening, but I just wanted to throw that one more thing out there just to see what you thought on that. But
yeah,
I'm
no
good
problem.
On that. Thank you for taking my call. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too, boo. Thanks for calling.
Okay,
yes.
Bye.
Yep. Bye. Yes. So listen, I tried to get it, you know, we got very, very close to the source. So I can only go from what I've been told. I mean, I like to go what I've at least heard closely. I didn't hear anything about other women, court cases. It's strictly about, you know, him. So, all right, y'all. So we're going to get out of here. Yeah. And see, to most people, it might sound like it's not a big deal. But when you add everything else together, you got to think about it. You got to put yourself in your own situations and relationships. Do you feel like you've grown apart from a spouse? When are there moments where you feel like, okay, things are not what they used to be? Things have changed. You've changed. You're not really giving me the affection. You're not really showing me that you care. Like, things change in relationships. People grow apart. And perhaps she's feeling like he's not the same or she's not the same. The relationship is not what it used to be. That happens every single day. It doesn't always have to be someone is cheating or having a baby. So, those are my thoughts. That's the tea I got. You guys know I will come back, and we're going to keep as the story develops. And if there's anything changes, and let me tell you, if there is a baby, I'm going to read Cardi B, and I'm going to come up here and tell y'all there's a baby. But at this moment, there's no baby. She has shut those rumors down. So do not believe Tasha Gay. She lied again for clickbait. That's why she did not go live tonight, because she didn't have any receipts on the baby. It didn't work out. It didn't pan out. That's why she tried to make it seem like she had an advertiser. She had to throw something out there. So she threw another ad up. She threw two back-to-back ads up. Girl, you didn't have no tea. But yet, you can go live on another platform. You're full of BS. You didn't have no tea. Who does she think she's fooling? Who do you think you're fooling? Like, I don't know. So it is what it is. Tasha K is a liar. You can keep being fooled by her if you want to, but you just got to pay attention to her actions. She didn't have no tea. The source didn't pan out. The girl must have didn't come in, because there's a girl shopping around this story that she is Offset's baby mama, but she's not giving up enough information for it to be valid. And so that's why all of us as bloggers, we already knew this. We were already getting all this tea. Tasha K did not have that first. She's just the first one that put that out, because she didn't care. She didn't verify it. Everybody had that. That's the T. But some people like to work in integrity. So understand, behind the scenes, just because Tasha K would throw out, she has this information, 9 times out of 10, a lot of people are getting that same information. Just FYI. So, anyway, I love you all. Until next time, I'll see you in the next video. Peace out. Bye. Make sure y'all hit the like button and subscribe. Bye. Thank you.
issues really started getting bad. All right, everybody, welcome to Anytime Tea Time. If you're new to my channel, my name is Candace. If you haven't already, please make sure you hit that subscribe button and the notification bell so that you will always know when I upload. All right, y'all, let's get right on into it. Now, we are talking about Cardi B and Offset. As you all know, Cardi B has filed for divorce, and there's a lot of rumors going around. I don't mind talking about the rumors, but I like to talk about things that I know for a fact. So we'll discuss some rumors, but I have some facts and receipts for y'all about what's going on between Cardi B and Offset and the real true reason why Cardi B filed for divorce. And it has nothing to do with a baby that may or may not be on the way. There is a girl out here shopping around her story that she is pregnant by Offset. I got the story, B's got the story, TMZ, and we all got the same story from this girl saying that she's pregnant. But y'all, it is completely unverified, and it doesn't seem like it's true at all.
Jordan 12. Yeah. Because I was thinking if you had it, like, it would be allow you to put it, like, off the desk, but it's, like, you know, right here to the side, you can still see too. Maybe you might have the whole desk.
Yeah. Hold on. If I order something.
I have
a whole thing here. That's a wild zoo. Got my hand. I just got my hand. I'm not broke at all. This is going to be $11,000. Drop dead gorgeous. I know. Just keep it for the rest of the year and grow your hair back, Tiffany. Exposing. I'm not a fan of allegations. Not saying that they're not real. I'm not taking any credit away from victims of abuse. But my thing is this: as an entertainer myself, as a growing entertainer, as a blossoming, blooming entertainer, that is one of my biggest fears, for someone to come out and come with some salacious news story about me, whether it's true or false, because it can, most times, a lot of that stuff will be false, but sometimes the lie is more believable and more entertaining than the truth. So all you need is one time for a person to yell, "Ray!" And guess what? That is stuck to your name forever. And brands and businesses, and you will not get those opportunities. You will not get those jobs. So, you know, I don't like to just jump on salacious news when it comes to especially black men or people of color in general. I don't like to do that because I find that that's what happens. As men get successful or as people get successful, then all of a sudden out the woodwork, they're here we go with allegation after allegation after allegation. Not saying that it's not true, but I'm just saying that it seems as though once people reach a certain level of success, then here we are with the salacious news. So I don't like to really indulge in that because I feel like, you know, as a blossoming entertainer, I could be subjected to that too. And I wouldn't want people just to be buying into any old thing without there being a hardcore evidence, truth, and fact. So I'm on the side of the law. So whatever the law and the evidence and represents and shows, that's what side I'm on. I'm on the side of the truth with facts and receipts. So that's what I think. And I think, and I agree with Charlamagne. Sue these niggas, bro. Okay. These niggas, so what we're not going to do, hold on. Let me put this because I really want y'all to understand me when I say this. What we're not going to do is push Tiffany Haddish's fade on me. Like, Everybody's been tagging me. Oh my God, look at Tiffany Haddish's fade. Look at Tiffany Haddish's full fade. Look at the swivel. She got the swivel and slacked some baby oil on some Vaseline. And look at Tiffany Haddish's fade. Listen, I did see Tiffany Haddish's fade. Just because Tiffany Haddish got a with a fade with some oil on it with a swoop part does not make it beautiful. We got to stop that. Okay? Yes, black is beautiful. Yes, black is power. Yes, natural is beautiful. Yes, women are beautiful. But everything don't look good on everybody. Okay? Tiffany Haddish looks good, but she'd look better with a wig on. She'd look better with her hair. She'd look better with her braids. She'd look better than she do with that ball fade and that swiggly swoop.
Oh, you talking about because we were
okay? That's just my opinion, especially when she was sitting up there like this. Like she was uncertain either whether if she was posing right. Like I felt like Tiffany Haddish was going through two different thoughts. Either she had to shit, but she had to fart, and she wasn't sure which one was going to come out first. You know what I mean? She was like, you know what I mean? So you mix that with the combination of the bald head and the swivelly swoop. I'm not here for it. In the pantsuit at that, Tiffany Haddish is too old to be taking these kind of risks. Okay? Listen, I get it. She's a woman of a particular age. You want to take your power back. You want to feel free. You want to feel, you want to breathe. Okay, that's fine. But as women, you cannot be upset when a man is like, listen, I don't like that. I don't think that that's beautiful. A man that, you know, if a man don't always want a woman with a ball fade and a swivel with a Nike swoop. I don't have to want that. I want a woman with the hair. And don't chastise the man when he say, can you put a wig on? Oh, my thing is this. We just start hollering everything is beautiful just because it's different. Different does not equal beautiful. Risky, taking a risk does not equal beautiful. Okay? I don't like that. You know what I mean? We'll see somebody fat, and because fat is just, I don't even know if I'm going to use fat, but you know, you overweight. Okay? Just because a person is overweight.
No, Lovely T was trying to be like too, like trying to tell people, like trying to be her friend.
Yeah,
but if you really dig it, like you really dig down into it, I mean, of course, I'm going to lay out probably that. Right? Yes. I didn't either. I didn't listen to that bullshit either. I don't give a damn about Arkansas Tina music. Yeah, like, what are you talking to Tasha J about? Right? Yeah, no, there's nothing out there. It was, but that was just like, for me, that was just a chill, like, regular life. It wasn't too much. It was just to throw something out. I needed something to keep me in the algorithm. Oh, period. That motherfucker just fully monetized. Period. What? Wait, say that again? Yeah, they are monetized. All those are monetized. Hello? Why? Oh, is he messy? Oh, what did he say? Oh, he be talking about people's heads? He be talking about his client's head? Oh, I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know what he did with Nicki Minaj. Oh. Oh, the first week of October? No, child, I ain't coming. No, girl, I'm not coming back. Not for them. They did. I got to catch her on a bigger. I need her to do a show. Hello, my thing is breaking up. Yes, fine, because I think I was on, I dropped my fucking phone. Hold on. No, I literally dropped my phone and the inside speaker doesn't work. But I told you Sprint is trash.
Well, that's nice.
He's not, like I said, he's nice. He's like, I mean, he's not a bad guy, but he's just too much for me. Just extra. I haven't talked to him about it because he's just, No. Because I don't care to. That was just way too much energy for me. I don't have time for that. We probably will never talk again. Well, it was a fallout work. It was a situation where I don't really care to hang out with you again because this is not like your first time of doing shit like that. Like, that's his personality, and it's always going to irritate me. He's done this before, like, with, Well, I'm just saying, like I was dating somebody back in 2012. He came to visit me, and like we were in my little studio. We had like a small ass studio, and this nigga's like in front of my nigga, like you're bending over, like just trying to be seen, just doing the extras, like you know. And if I say something, then it looks like I'm being insecure, but it's like no, like why were you trying to entice my man? But that was back in 2012. I thought he would grew up a little bit, and then you're still with the weird shit. So I'm just like, you still have that want to be seen energy.